Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, I don't want to call it the panic meter because I don't know that anybody, like, you're one and one. But if you're just joining us, obviously, you know, Christian McCaffrey's on IR. Now Deebo Samuel is going to miss at least the next 2 weeks with a calf strain. So how worried are you? 888-957-9570. How worried are you? We also asked, and there's a Twitter poll up, with 2 weeks of no Christian and no Deebo, do you think Brock Purdy will flounder or flourish? And right now, and we're still in the early stages of voting, Dibs.
The nascent stages, yeah.
Yeah, but right now it's at a 60-40 clip in favor of flourish over flounder, which was both of our answers as well.
Yeah, and honestly, the things that are in place that help Brock Purdy be good are still mostly in place. You still have a good running attack. Jordan Mason is number one in the league in rush attempts right now. He's got 48 attempts. No one has more than that, which shows me that at least you're committed to running the ball. What, Mark? What's so funny?
Well, I'm laughing because you actually came in here today and you were a little hot at the idea of and I'll leave names out of it, but others saying, why did you not give the ball to Jordan Mason more?
Right.
And he's leading the league in carries.
Thank you. And this is where...
So just that stat, I didn't know that. That made me laugh.
I just looked at it earlier. He's got 48. Okay. And Josh Jacobs, shout out my fantasy team, he's got 48. Ramondre Stevenson, who we'll see in a couple of weeks, has got 46. And yeah, nobody else is even close. Saquon's got 24. So if he gets 25 tonight, he'll be the leader in the NFL in total carries from scrimmage. So my point is, if you're Brock Purdy and you're wondering about flounder or flourish, Shanahan in the laminated play sheet, intact. Kittle, still there. Trent Williams, still there. Dominic Pooney, still there. Brandon Ayuk, hopefully rounding into shape.
I mean, if what you're saying is the team as a whole does not get a built-in excuse on this, you're right.
And Brock Purdy doesn't get a built-in excuse.
Nobody does.
That's
nobody
my point.
Yeah. Like, this is part of the deal. You hope it's not this big of a name. You hope it's not IR. You hope it's not this early in the season. But it is. You're going to have to play some games without your people. You know, the Packers went out there without the quarterback yesterday. Won a football game. You know what I mean? The Rams, who you're going to see this weekend, like, they're licking their wounds too. Nobody's going to, oh boy, the Niners are banged up. Well, the Rams literally have lost the two people everybody cares about. Long term. They're not missing a couple weeks. They're missing a truckload of weeks. Puka's on IR, and did McVay do the IR thing? We're considering IR. Didn't he do that?
He said it's a consideration.
And then he's going on IR. Like
Jordan Love was questionable yesterday. At about 9 a.m.
They downgraded him to doubtful before the game.
Of course they
downgraded
did.
It down. He wasn't playing.
Anybody, raise your hand in the room or in the audience if you thought Deebo Samuel was going to play 17 games this year.
Oh, nobody.
Now,
I just hope it wouldn't be
raise
this
your
soon.
Hand if you thought that he would play 15 games.
That's my hope. That's always my baseline for him.
For me, it's...
Miss two.
Right.
I'm going to give you two. You're going to miss two.
An easy two, for sure.
And we've already got them.
Well, the fact that it's the same two, at least, that McCaffrey is missing, that is unfortunate. But again, you've talked about it before as it pertains to when Brock Purdy gets those millions, Brockster's millions.
Coming up.
I love that, and I look forward to seeing
coming
where
up.
The number goes.
In about a half hour.
You would hope that you could draft well enough around him to mitigate the fact that he's going to make so much money that you might lose some of these guys. And well, it turns out you're going to have to find some help earlier than you thought with either Cowing or Conley or Garendo or Salbert or whoever it's going to be, Ronnie Bell. Some of these guys are going to have to now step up. Juwan Jennings is probably going to be your starting wide receiver in the Deebo spot. and you're going to have to find a way to make this work.
Yeah. Of course, this is what you got to do. Like, if you're a good football team, you can't be, and by the way, very few are, you can't be reliant on one person unless that person's your quarterback. I think like that's the way and I know we've talked about this in different ways in recent months. That's kind of the way I view this whole thing. Go to the Jets last year, play four. Your expectations changed. Why? Because there's a quarterback.
Quarterback.
But if it was Breece Hall, you'd be like, oh, tell me more about this Braylon Allen guy who scored a couple touchdowns yesterday. Let's take a look. You know, Jordan Mason. Okay, 200-yard games. You can still function. You can function. You start losing a bunch of them, worries you a little bit. But no, like the 49ers have enough talent to still go win football games. No question in my mind. I don't know that the Rams do. I really don't. Like, they're so based on those two guys and then giving Stafford time, and their offensive line is also banged up and not performing. So if you've got no O-line and both star receivers are out, yeah, you're going to stink. You're going to stink.
Yesterday was a bit of an alarm, and I don't want to get too deep into the Rams, but the fact that it was wop, 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 and you know Arizona put it on you so fast.
It was 21-0 before you even got
there. Even before Cooper Kupp got hurt,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
It was already
for sure
21-0.
For sure.
That one got away from him in a hurry. But yeah, the Niners are going to have to find different ways to go about moving the ball on offense because the McCaffrey two-way threat, not around, and the Debo two-way threat, not around. So now you become more of a good old-fashioned ordinary offense, right? You don't have like the pre-snap motion and the eye candy and, oh, look, Debo's in the backfield. McCaffrey's split out left.
Well,
now you're more of like a just a good old-fashioned football team.
That and I guess, is this two words or three? Pre-snap motion. I guess that's two words. One of them being hyphenated.
I'll allow
it. Is that accurate?
Sure.
All right. That's really what I think you lose here. That's what you lose.
That eye candy.
Yeah, and that's a big deal in a Shanahan system. You can call it a weakness if you want. It's just taking away a good portion of what makes his play calling so special, so I'm told. Like, if you're defending against it, that's what makes it so hard. And they're going to not it's not like they will not have motion anymore, but it's not, as you're putting it, eye candy. It's not as frightening when those matchup difficulties that are caused by those two players are not there.
It's positionless football. And think about it from a defensive coordinator standpoint. When, you know, you have a huddle and you've got McCaffrey and Debo, Kittle and Juszczyk, and Brandon Ayuk as your five eligibles, so to speak. Defensively, you don't know what they're going to do. It might be Juszczyk and Kittle on the line. It might be McCaffrey out wide with Debo in the backfield. It could be any number of those combinations. When you don't have McCaffrey and you don't have Debo, and now you've got Juwan Jennings, well, he's probably not going to be a running back. The only time he was last year was by accident, and that was a disaster.
Right.
You're probably not going to throw to Saubert a lot, although they did a couple of times yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to go jet sweep to Kittle. Ayuk doesn't run the ball much, so even just by formation, you become much more simplistic to defend against because in the huddle, if you recognize who the five eligibles are, you pretty much know what they're all going to be doing,
yeah,
right?
For sure. And, you know, my worry now is also for more injuries.
Oh,
like, well, but that's
there
the thing.
Is.
Well, you're losing your depth. Your depth is being challenged. And it's like, you know, what happens next? I mean, one of the scariest things now, no one would have thought of this a while ago. What if Jordan gets hurt? Like, you're literally saying here, you saw Garendo have one carry. You didn't like the way it looked. I don't know who they feel like they can trust. It's a very young backfield now, like incredibly young. Well, what happens if, like, he's a running back and he's leading the league in carries. You don't think that guy could twist an ankle or something like that?
Especially the way he runs.
Yeah. So, like,
he's like baby Marshawn.
That's the worry now, is that you're quickly getting into a spot where your depth is already being used and you don't have any more of it. And so that I like my worry meter, it's not all the way up, but yeah, there's some. Like, this is not good.
Right. My worry meter would be probably at a 7.5, except for...
Is it a scale of 10 or 100?
10.
Okay, just
1
checking.
To 10.
Okay.
1 to 10.
I'll put it at a 6.
I was going to say it would be a 7.5, but the Rams are banged up, and the Patriots, I don't think, are that daunting. Because those are the two games upcoming, well, I would have it at about a 6.
Yeah, I looked at the other side of the ball here. You know what I mean? Like, the defense needs to be better than it was yesterday. And those are two teams that I feel like the defense, with no star receivers on the Rams and no quarterback to speak of on the Patriots, the defense should be able to do some things. But they faced a last year's backup quarterback yesterday, and he did some good things. So Bob in the city is on Willard and Dibbs. 888-957-9570. Where's your worry meter with the news that Debo is now out a couple of weeks? Hi, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Great show. I always love listening to you. I got a couple quick things.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I think the only flounder was an Animal House. So it's definitely going to be a good season for Brock Purdy, I think. Let's see. The other thing was that to all my 49er fans out there, you know, I just feel that half the teams that lost this week won last week. So right. That's the nature of the game. There's only a handful of teams that are 2-0. So, you know, the one that's scary to me, though, is the Saints, because they completely manhandled Dallas, who looked like world beaters last week. So, you know, it just depends on week to week. But I would say the Saints are a little scary, you know. So we'll see how far that goes.
Yeah, Bob, thanks. And you're right. There's only a handful of 2-0 teams. And
nine of them.
It's a
big handful.
It's not the one. Well, sure, 2 weeks in. But, yeah. I mean, it's not the ones you would think. There's the Bills and there's the Chiefs. And I guess I give it to Houston.
Yep.
But outside of that, it's not the teams that you thought were going to be 2-0. That's for sure. The Vikings, the Saints, the Bucks, the Seahawks. These are not the teams that you thought were going to be 2-0. I'm not going to be scared by the Saints yet. I think it takes a month before you really have an idea of who teams are. So right now you can say, well, they went into Dallas, ripped through Dallas. I don't know that Dallas is actually that good. I really don't. Winning on the road against Cleveland and a bad quarterback, fine. That's fine. But I don't think Dallas is a great team. I don't know what their identity is other than Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb. Weirdest offseason of the year. Did nothing in the run game. It looks like they did nothing in the run game. I don't think that's that scary of a football team. But maybe the Saints are phenomenal. I don't know. Can't tell yet. So... it's too early to start really, I think, broad brush painting on teams. You can get a decent idea. I do think that the NFC South is actually going to put forth maybe a team or two that can be like playoff interesting this year. I don't think 8-9 is going to win the division again like it has been the last couple of years.
Agreed. the Saints look, man, pretty fantastic. Fourth most points after two games in NFL history.
Yeah.
And the most points in the last 15 years after two games. Now, is it sustainable? I don't know. But when you watch them play, they've got weapons in a number of different ways, it seems. And, you know, you've got Kamara with four touchdowns on Guru's bench and Rashid Shaheed. I guess I have to start him now on my team because he's a 70-yard touchdown every week.
I have like Derek Carr sitting in a just a bottom of the bench backup spot, and I'm like, should I start playing this guy? He's putting up truckloads of points.
Truckloads.
But we're gonna see. Here's what I mean. You're gonna get an idea real soon. You want to hear what the Saints are doing the next 3 weeks?
Tell me.
Check this out. So next Sunday they will host the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay, on a short week.
On a short week.
Yep.
The week after that, they will go to Atlanta. And the week after that, on Monday Night Football, they will visit Arrowhead Stadium and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, a little outdoor game.
By the way, the week after that, they're going to, and again, on a short week, they'll host the Tampa Bay Bucks. So, like, let's play some of those.
Yeah, it's a proving ground.
Let's get an idea who the Kansas, or who the New Orleans Saints really are.
Yeah.
Same thing with the 49ers, by the way. Like, I do think this is a bummer, and if you're just joining us, we know McCaffrey's on IR. Deebo Samuel now has a calf strain and is going to be out for at least a couple of weeks, says Kyle Shanahan. And we'll play you some more Kyle here in a second. Some of it's Deebo-related, some of it's not. It's super interesting. We'll play that for you here in a sec. But, like, there is a piece of me that's like, okay, you know, it's early in the year. I don't think anything's going to fall apart, but, like, let's see it. Let's see it. I do feel like there's a national thirst for what would this group look like without Deebo and Christian. There's a thirst for that. So now we're going to find out.
Yeah, and I think that thirst comes from, you know, what's going to happen when he makes the big money.
For
but
sure.
Now we're getting a little bit of an early glimpse with McCaffrey out for the next three at least, and Deebo probably out for two, maybe three. I was looking at Dr. Nirav Pandya, our good friend from Cleared to Play and UCSF Medical, and he tweeted out the calf strain like that, the mean or the rough average of time missed is 3 weeks for an injury like this. So, it, you know, Kyle Shanahan said couple, it might be a few, it might be three. If you're dealing with 3 weeks, what does that mean for the offense? And, well, I do think it's a good look at Brock Purdy.
3 weeks or 3 games?
3 games.
Okay.
Or 3 weeks would be.
Well, 3 weeks would, I guess, right? If he's ready to go in 3 weeks, that's only 2 games. Because he would miss 2 weeks, and then on the third week he would play. Like, 3 weeks from yesterday.
Okay. It's a little semantics. I know what you're saying.
Like, let's ask Doc. Doc will be on with us tomorrow at 4.
Okay.
So we'll dive into this Deebo situation.